following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in on Still Just Fishing Show. We've got Captain Chris Nichols here on board with us this morning, and we got Captain Chip Wingo already on the phone, so let's get him on and see if we can, I don't know if you got a charter, Chip?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I want to get you on there in case you had to get ready.
Yeah, they should be here shortly. Another beautiful morning. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous on the water.
Yeah, it was. I liked that overcast, that cloudy sky yesterday.
And cooler.
Man, because Wednesday, it was horrendous.
Beyond horrendous. I mean, it was just stupid, you know.
Yep.
I when it gets that hot sometimes, I mean, it's like, yeah, what time do you want to go? 4:30.
Yeah, I know it.
We'll do a little bit of night fishing, and then we'll get into the rest of it. So, but yeah, it's been hot, but I think we're getting back into the pattern store. It's going to back off some, so, you know.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, it's been good, though. Yesterday was a lot of fun. Man, we caught a lot of different fish yesterday.
Okay.
You know, redfish, trout, flounder. We had sharks, croakers, whiting, you know, just everything that swam was chewing yesterday.
You fished the valley?
And that was in the intercoastal?
I fished the valley yesterday. I'm up at beach today. Leon and I are with Eggers, have a big three-boat charter today. So we're up here today. Might go see if I can talk him into some bull reds. But, you know, but down there it was weird because the bite was hard on for, you know, the first hour of the outgoing tide, and then, you know, a little bit of the incoming bite, and then it just tapered off. They were definitely on a feed on the last of the falling tide, you know, bait everywhere, everything chewing, you know. It was crazy. There was so many different things chewing out there, you know, in one area. I mean, we didn't move, but maybe a quarter mile, you know, and it was good on every spot. So
yes, I'm gonna have to head down that way.
Yeah. What were they hungry for mostly, Chip?
All they would eat yesterday was shrimp. It was one of those things where that's what they wanted to eat. So we you know, I'll take crabs, shrimp, mud minnows, but, you know, it seemed like that's all they wanted yesterday. And one of the things, like I got Leon doing now, too, if the bite's a little slow or the water's a little dirty, if you pop the head off that live shrimp and work that live shrimp, you know, just the same way you would, or that one with the head off, just like you would a live shrimp,
yeah,
you get a lot more bites. You know, I think it has to do with the scent.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know some guys pinch the tail off on their shrimp when they rig them like that, you know, when they rig them on a jig head and put some out in the water. But, you know, I was trying to get bites a little bit quicker, but we saw a lot of pushing fish, you know, backing fish blowing up all the bait, you know, tons of different sharks. I mean, we had scallop heads, bonnet heads. We had true little grater, hammerheads, black tips, and a bull shark. So it was pretty cool. So, you know, it's nice when you can go out and catch, I mean, just go through 7 dozen shrimp in, you know, 4 hours.
Were you fishing them on a float?
No. We were throwing them on jig heads.
Gotcha.
And, of course, I had a 21-year-old girl and her boyfriend and dad on the boat, and the girl was catching all the fish. So,
oh, that never happens.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's so funny how it works. It seems like the ladies always outfish the guys.
Yeah.
You know? I had a charter last week where the lady came with her husband. She goes, I'm not going to fish. I'm like, oh, you're going to fish. And she ended up out fishing him. And he's like, wait a second. I'm the one that came to fish. He didn't want to fish. She's like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Started dying.
Hey, Chip, the last time we talked to you, you were doing a heavyweight fly charter, and I think you were going to stick your nose out the inlet. Did you go?
Oh, yeah, we fished that day. Unfortunately, we weren't able to fish outside, but I did fish Nassau and fish somewhere else, and pretty cool. I found a spot that Vic and I fish, but I fished it up on some submerged rocks, and we got a bull red bite on the fly, and crushed the hook.
Ooh.
Big hook, too, but he crushed the hook,
which
was pretty cool. But, I fished from... We ran from Beach Boulevard to Nassau Sound to all the way towards Trout Creek, and then all the way back up into Clapboard, into Hannah Mills. I mean, everywhere, and it just there was no bait. That was the issue. Yeah, we couldn't find bait, because if you find bait, you're going to find the big predators. So
yeah, I was just wondering if you'd seen that pretty water outside the inlet. It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful out there. The problem I had the other day, like I said, was the simple fact that there was, you know, it was too rough. I mean, it looked like a herd of elephants.
Wow.
So, it was all right when I first got out there, and then it chopped up and drove everybody. There was a number of boats out fishing, and they all ran back in the inlet when that southeast kicked in.
Yeah. So, I mean, I talked to some bigger boats that were out, and they said it was really snotty. So, you know, it's one of those things. There's not a whole lot you can really do about it.
Nope, sure isn't.
So, I mean, you know, on the right day, because I was looking forward to possibly jumping out behind a shrimp boat, maybe catching some bonita and, you know, hooking a tarpon or catching sharks on the fly. And, you know, it just didn't happen. And, of course, the guy I had on the boat was a flip pallet. I mean, the guy could really throw a fly.
Oh, wow. That's helpful.
Yeah, but it's kind of disheartening when you don't have the conditions.
Yeah.
You know, especially a guy's fished all around the world, you know, but it's fishing, you know, and all we can do as charter captains is go out and do the best we can, you know, and try to put people on fish, but, you know, so they don't eat every day and the conditions aren't right every day, but, you know, a lot of times we can work it out, but, you know, when you have somebody that's that good on the boat and you're excited about it and then it just doesn't cooperate, you know, it can be a little disheartening, but.
Oh, yeah.
It happens.
You know. Especially when you got somebody who can cast. Like, I had a gentleman named Steve yesterday, and he could cast, and that was good. You know, when you have somebody that can cast, it helps a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you, have you been bull red fishing at all, Vic?
I did a little bit yesterday.
How was it for you?
Well, we tried at the low turn of the tide and didn't get a bite. And so then we went up in the cove, stuff like that, and fished around, and, you know, we came back for the high turn of the tide and got our scent trail going. And of all things, as soon as we got, you know, the first one on and it was fighting him and all, and as soon as I netted him, you know, these two guys in Marine Patrol was going by, and they whipped over there real quick. And I didn't know either one of them. I waved to them as they were going by, but when they saw that fish, they whipped over there real quick.
Yeah, they got reinforcements because of the holiday.
Yeah, so I vented him, let him go. And so they decided they was going to pull up, and I think he was training somebody because he was showing him what my license says about the four or less customers and all that stuff. So he wanted to check the license and the coolers and all the stuff. And, of course, they were holding on the side of the boat, and the trolling motor couldn't hold all of us, you know, both boats. So we started drifting off, got my lines all tangled in his motor, and got him to turn his motor off and raise the boat, raise the motor out of the water, you know, so I could get my lines all undone. And they were finally, whenever they got them free and they left, and we were about 400 or 500 feet from where we were fishing at.
go figure, right?
My lines were all tangled up and everything, and then here come, you know, some thunder, and we just gave up and went on, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hear the music, guys. Thanks for the time.
All right. Appreciate it, Chip.
Good luck today to all three of y'all boats.
Yeah, we'll have fun.
Hell yeah.
I'll be on deck today, so it'll be entertaining.
Good deal.
Plus, you'll get live reports from the other two boats.
Sounds like I need to head down that way to fish.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Chip. Thanks for the call.
See ya.
Bye.
222-8255 is the number to call us. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show. Yeah, when we had that scent trail going and finally got a bull red in, and they pulled up there. And like I said, I know most of the Marine Patrol guys, but I didn't know these guys, so they've had extra people in, I guess, like Chip was saying, for the holiday, you know. And
it's a shame you didn't know him. You could say, "Look, you know me. I'm commercial. I got work to do. Can you go use some other boat as a training aid?"
Yeah, he. I think when he saw that big red, he said, "Boy, that's a nice red." And I'm like, "Yeah," but I mean, he saw us let it go, but I think he wanted to make sure that we didn't have another one on board somewhere, you know, because he wanted to look in the front hatch and in the front cooler and in my other cooler. And I said, all that's in there is ice, and there's in this other one's crabs, so, you know.
Yeah.
So I showed him everything. But anyway, yeah, by that time it was kind of a good thing that we left when we did, because when I was strapping the boat down the trailer, that lightning was popping, boy, around us.
Yeah, it's coming from a different direction. Yesterday it seemed to drift up on me from the southwest. I looked at the radar and had two different cells, and I've got my bullseye of where I'm at from the GPS fix on my phone, and shows, and my radar app shows the direction with these little white tails. It paints these little white tails. it shows one's going right, one's going left. I'm right in the middle. I'm like, okay, I'm good to go here. Then all of a sudden, here it comes. I'm like, okay, so did a third one pop up right in the middle or what?
We have not been getting any rain at the house. That's the bad thing. All these storms that are all over town. And
I've got
some pictures on my phone I need to show you. The other day, it rained when I, left the boat ramp. It rained all the way down Hexer Drive, all the way down Trout River Boulevard, all the way up to US 1, turned on my road, and it rained all the way to about 500 feet from my driveway.
Yep.
And I pulled up in the driveway and actually got out of the truck and took a picture of down the road. You could see a car coming with his headlights on. You could barely see the headlights. It's raining so hard.
Yeah.
And that was like 500 feet, 600 feet from my driveway. And we never got a drop.
Yeah.
And it rained from Hexer Drive. It's 29 miles to my house. It rained from all the way home to right down from my driveway.
Like, you just told the same tale of what I'm seeing right there at my little area of Arlington right off the river. For the past 2 weeks, it was 2 weeks. And since I got significant rainfall, and then on 4th of July, then we get that big storm that come through, and I come home, stuff's knocked over.
Yeah, we didn't get it then. And last night, when I was just getting through cleaning up the boat, it was thundering, lightning, and it was thundering so hard it was rattling the windows in the house, and we never got a drop out of it either. It just went right around us. You can kind of see it on the radar. Just kind of, when it gets right up to me, it just kind of opens up and goes around us.
That's exactly what it's been doing when it's been coming at us from the west. Then they reverse course, start coming up from the south. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but I was fixing to go broke again using city water to try to keep the turf alive.
I was going to check the water temperature and see if some of this rain, because I know we've had some rain, out on that area and all this, and some rain, a lot of rain south of us, I've seen on radar, like St. Augustine in the south, and in inland.
Yeah.
So it's been raining in the St. John's River south of us, pretty good. So I was going to turn it on and see if it's dropped that water temperature at all, but I forgot to turn it on yesterday. I hardly ever turn my
timer. Oh, you didn't get a temp yesterday?
No.
The other day,
I think it was Monday, it was 86 or 87.7.
Mm-hmm.
That's warm. That's like, August water temperature,
Yeah. I wanted to back up the other day, Remember I had company in from out of town, and I wanted to back up to the beach and do some swimming, but the buoys say non-motorized zone, but there was a kingfish rig that was 200 yards inside of those buoys at Huguenot, and I was like, I wonder if he knows somebody over there that works at Huguenot or whatever.
Or he's just coming through, taking a chance.
Yeah, and he anchored up, and then everybody bailed out, jumped off the boat, and swam to the beach, and the boat's sitting out there anchored up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a boat sitting out there probably 50, 60 yards from the breakers.
Wow. Man, I don't know. That's someplace I wouldn't want to be starting to swim at from out there in.
Yeah, and I started looking at the satellite images, and I saw how the breaks are going up in Fort George, but it was on the very early part of the incoming, and I was like,
oh, yeah, it's shallow.
I was like, there's no way I'm running that inlet. No.
See that on the news the other night? Had people out there swimming and all, and that shark got up within about 8 foot of them.
No.
It was an 8 foot shark. They were talking about, and it was, they had, I don't know if it was a drone photo or something, but they had a photo from up high. And really? The people just, of course they didn't see it. They were just playing around there.
Yeah. I think they're out there around us a whole lot more than what you realize.
Yeah. Cause when you're down like that, when you're in the water, you can't see them, but you get up. I used to have my cousin, I have a cousin the same age as I am, and him and his wife used to come down and spend a week. and they'd stay in the hotel down there at the beach. And I'd always tell them, you know, to get as high as you can, you know, up there so you can look down. And we would get up there and look down. And you could just see the sharks around the people.
Yeah, I was real sad about that girl that was killed over in the Bahamas. And she got apparently she got jumped by three sharks, and she didn't make it. She was too badly injured. That was a terrible thing. I'm just like,
I know. I just that's something in the summertime when it's this hot a temperature and there's not a lot of bait on the beach. You know, because the pogies, I mean, the last I heard, the pogies was way up north. I mean, past Florida-Georgia line.
Yeah, I didn't see any when I was out the other day. I didn't see any in the South Jam, North Jam. I went all the way to where the Fort George Inlet comes out. And
They're way up north. Yeah. I guess trying to get in a little bit cooler weather. I mean, cooler water, I guess. I don't know, but...
I think we all were there last week. It was brutally hot.
I had a friend of mine tell me one day he's wanting to go tarpon fishing out there, and they went out and he started driving north, you know, and he said he finally got up there north of the Florida-Georgia line. He found a few pogies up there. But I mean, that's you're talking about a good ride just to get bait, you know. I mean, I'd probably rather sabiki up some, you know, than make that long ride. I know you don't get near as many that way, but, you know, at least you can get some bait or get you some, you know, frozen, you know, cigar minnow sardines or something, you know, to take with you out there.
Yeah.
And in case you don't find bait. You know, I always found, like, back in, you know, years ago and friends of mine used to go fishing and stuff, I always found that if you, you know, bought bait, you can find it anywhere. If you, you know, you go out there and you have, you know, you like buy some mud minnows, you can go out there and catch mullet and mud minnows or whatever to cast net and stuff. But if you don't buy any baits, you go out there and you spend 2-3 hours looking for it.
You know it. You know it.
So I'd much rather buy it if I could. You know, of course, you can't buy pogies. You can't, you know, you can't buy, you know, some of the live bait, of course. And to me, the live bait just works so much better.
But if you have kids aboard the boat and you do get lucky and can net up a well full of bait, that's it. The kids are totally occupied because they got their little Sea World there. They'll be over there counting everyone in the well or whatever, playing with them. So, kids love a live well full of bait.
Yeah. So it's great, though. I mean, if you take kids out there and let them enjoy it like that. We went out the other day and caught a few bull reds and – you know, had a kid never caught a redfish at all, and his first red was about 25 pounds, so he was pretty thrilled about that.
I'm sure.
And then, you know, we started using some of those Rob Topsis, you know, pro poppers and some live shrimp, and actually caught a couple of black drum and some on the popper, and I think we caught three reds, a couple of black drums, some jacks, stuff like that.
I don't know how many Leon wound up with the other day because, like I said, when I was going by him, I looked over there and saw this
one.
Boat. That was it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I pulled up to him, he had only gotten one. I was wondering, the tide was just starting to come in, so I was wondering if it picked up on the flood tide.
Yeah, see, normally you can catch them on the each turn of the tide, you know, but for some reason they haven't been biting on that low turn of the tide for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, because they usually do. Anyway, I'm going to remind everybody I'm going to do a bull redfish seminar if you're interested. 57 Heaven on July 24th, I think it is. I better look again. July 24th at 57 Heaven in Orange Park. So they're going to have barbecue and all out there, but you got to pre-register so they know how much food to bring. So when we come back, I'll tell you how to pre-register. But it is 6 p.m.
Radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake, the second major trembler in as many days that rocked Southern California. Authorities say last night's shaker was centered near the town of Ridgecrest. That's where a 6.4 magnitude quake had hit on Independence Day. A top aide to Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic is ready to begin enriching uranium beyond the level set by Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Ali Akbar Velayati said in a video posted on a website for Ayatollah Ali Khamenei that Americans, quote, directly and Europeans indirectly violated the deal. The government has already begun the process of printing the 2020 census questionnaire without a citizenship question. The Justice Department says it will press its search for legal grounds to force the inclusion of the citizenship question on the form. This is SRN News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, July 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, July 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, July 13th from 12 noon to 10 p.m. It's the Beach's Freedom Festival at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer. Call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing, 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to a 60% chance of rain all weekend and all week. Mostly cloudy all weekend with highs near 90, lows about 75. Then starting Monday, partly sunny skies during the day, mostly cloudy at night with daytime highs into the low 90s, nighttime lows about 75.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Want to let everybody know that the Jim King Boat Ramp, they're saying that, you know, they've agreed to keep the ramp open at Jim King through the first weekend of the Red Snapper Days instead of closing it like they usually do for the Kingfish Tournament. So they will close that site, the Jim King Boat Ramp,
as soon as all the vehicles are gone on the evening of the 14th, that's Sunday, the 14th of July. And so anyway, as soon as the vehicles are gone or up to, you know, midnight that night, they're going to close that ramp. And then, of course, it'll be closed that whole week. I think it says through the 21st or opening on the 21st, which is the following Sunday, is when they were going to open back up and, you know, allow people to start using that ramp again. So, yeah, Sunday is the 21st, the following Sunday. So it will be closed from the 15th through the 21st, or through the 20th anyway. So, yeah, haven't seen. I know they, you know, kept talking about they were going to have Joe Carlucci ramp open, you know, at least by the opening of the Kingfish tournament. Seen, you know, as I'm passing it, they haven't even started on it yet, so that's not going to happen. I mean, you're only talking about another week away, so that's not going to happen. You know, they're not going to be able to get that thing opened back up. And, which is kind of a shame because, you know, there's going to be, you know, a big, you know, cluster with the, Jim King ramp closed down. And, the only thing you got on Hexer Drive in there then is the Palms Fish Camp. And that's just going to be a mess in there. So, you know, you don't have any of the ramp open until you get all the way out to Saw Pit.
Yeah.
You know, right there at Nassau River.
And trust me, you don't want to use Saw Pit unless you got a little creek boat.
I've seen some pretty big ones go in there, but I don't know how they do it.
They turn around. They got like very little room to turn around.
Yeah, might have to turn around on the road and come back down in there.
Yeah, that's a long back.
Yeah, it's where their turnaround is a long back anyway, isn't it?
No, the turnaround, for my little rig, is just right there in front of the ramp.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's just enough room to turn around, but I've never seen any big rigs come in and out of there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never used that ramp, so, you know, all the way up there, but...
It's a nice facility. It's just tight.
Yeah. I mean, is the ramp deep enough and all there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it doesn't drop off, right?
Not that I'm aware of, because I don't have to back in too much. You know, I'm thinking that it would be a nice thing if they would always note where the end of the ramp is and put a very prominent marker on the dock, floating dock, piling, sink a piling, whatever,
mm-hmm.
so that you know exactly where it is. Cause I've heard so many incidences of that's a nightmare if you get the trailer off of it.
It would be great if, yeah, cause I mean, I've done that over at Burt Maxwell, got the trailer off the end of it and, you know, trying to pull it back up. You can really pull an axle out from under the trailer doing that. So,
yeah.
If you do that, you have to go down there. Of course, you know, try to lift up on the trailer somehow or another. The biggest problem with that is if you got a big rig, you know, big trailer, you're not gonna be able to do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
And if you back down and kind of jerk it up over there, that's when your axle is gonna come out from under it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how Marvin Lane, the guy that owns Cross State Towing, I don't know how he gets some of his bigger pusher boats, tugboats up in where he does. I'm talking about a little ramp down the street from my house, the Arlington, at the end of Arlington Road there, because I was kicking up mud. I had the motor trimmed up, and I was still kicking up mud on the – it has a deep ramp
mm-hmm.
on the south, the facing ramp is deep. And the ramp on the north side, which is on the north side of the dock, which is right up against Arlington Marina, that was the shallow side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always put in on the deep side, especially when I'm launching the bigger boat, which I was the other day, and I was kicking up mud like right away, and I was like, wow, I don't know whether it was because Marvin's not pushing any big tugboats in there to or whether his big boats just carved out a little place in the mud where their hull fits up against their dock. and displace some of that silt or soil, or, you know, the silt from the bottom over toward the ramp or what, but it's bad.
If it was on the incoming tide, that's probably what happened. I mean, you know, because it would come right from, you know, them, and you know, they've got to stir up a bunch of mud when they pull in there.
Yeah, because I was launching it right near the bottom end of low, and but even at the bottom end of low, that side ramp has always been pretty deep. But I did notice when I'm doing a salinity check or and temperature check, when I drop that stuff down off the floating dock there, it's only, at best, it's only like 2 feet deep there, at best.
At low tide?
Well, it seems to me that at most any tide there. I haven't checked it at dead low, but the last time I was there, it was not dead low. But I know that the thermometer and the salinity, you know, device I had weren't going down more than about, oh, I don't know, maybe 2 feet max.
Wow. Yeah, it must be silting in right there. And then, like I say, a lot of times if they pull those things in on the incoming tide, that mud's going to go right straight toward the ramp.
You remember in Sisters, before they re-engineered it, how one side of the ramp, how one side of the floating dock was kicked up because it was actually on the bottom? Well, when you see that, I've seen that at that ramp.
At Arlington? Oh, wow.
Mostly the shoal side, you know, the north side ramp. It's got two ramps straddling the pier, and
Leaning down to the left.
Yeah. When it's leaning, you know, those floating docks, you know, I don't think they draw a whole lot of water, but when they're leaning, you know, it's shallow.
Yeah, that one at Sisters, now that they move the pilings out like that, that works good. They've got it never leans anymore.
Yeah, that was a good thing.
You know, you got some deep water there, so, you know, some deeper water there, not real deep, but you've got deeper water there, so there's no problem with, you know, boats pulling up there a lot. And, you know, so when they've done that, that fixed that pretty good. I just wish they would go ahead and get that Joe Carlucci ramp done so that we can, you know, kind of take some of the pressure off Jim King. And, you know, and for the Kingfish guys, you know, for the Kingfish tournament and the snapper season coming up, I mean, it'd be great to have that ramp opening, you know, again. I mean, take some of the pressure, because, like I say, on the north side there, you know, on the north side of the river, I mean, once Jim King closes down for the Kingfish tournament, it's a problem. You know, it's a definite problem.
I think there's the ramp at, I don't know if it's considered a ramp, but people put in there at Alamakani. It looks like it's getting quite a bit of usage. So I don't know too much. I just see it as I'm going by, usually trailering my boat to Sawpit. So I haven't stopped in there to look at it. I need to just go down there with the truck one day and look around and see what the deal is.
I used to put my stump knocker in there and go to Simpsons Creek. And, you know, that was a 14-foot stump knocker and a low trailer, so it could get in there pretty good. But, I mean, it's just a dirt ramp, you know. So it's kind of rough. I mean, you're not going to put a big boat in there at all, you know.
Do you have to get the back wheels wet?
And, I mean, I wouldn't even – you know, attempt to try to put my boat in there, or even your smaller boat. You know, I wouldn't even attempt it.
Yeah, that's why I just passed it up and went ahead on to Sawpit. Sawpit ramp is a nice ramp. It's just good ramp for small backcountry rigs.
So. Yeah, you could get in trouble there. I was going to talk about how to sign up for the barbecue and the free barbecue and the Bull Redfish Seminar. I will do that when we come right back. But just to let everybody know, it's on Facebook, on Eventbrite. And you can go see Mark Feagle. It's Mark, F-E-A-G-L-E. Mark Feagle Jr. has made a post on Eventbrite. And it says West Bank Seminar Series, Bull Redfish. So anyway, they're going to have, you know, great raffles. They're also giving away a Yeti 45
So, you know, that's a pretty expensive cooler. And so anyway, come on out, have some free barbecue, and let's talk, and, you know, maybe get yourself a free cooler. We'll be back after this.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep-alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. So, yes, if you're interested in coming, you just look up on Facebook and look up Eventbrite. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, look up Eventbrite. And you can look at Mark Fiegel. It's F-E-A-G-L-E. Look at his post. And like I say, they're calling it the West. I just said a minute. West Bank Seminar Series. And what they're doing is they're having a lot of seminars over in Orange Park like that. So it gives people in different areas of town a place to go. I went last month to Chad Starling. He did one on kingfish there. Mm-hmm. And it was really great. And it's really easy to find. You just go south from 295 on Blanding Boulevard.
You get to Wells Road right there, like where the Orange Park Mall is on your left. When you get to Wells Road, instead you turn to the right, and it's right there, like the second building down. And anyway, it's called 57 Heaven. And they have some good barbecue there. Let's get Taylor on this morning. Morning, Taylor.
What's going on?
Hey, Taylor.
Listening to you.
Yeah, usually the fish are biting on the pier, but not today.
Oh, you couldn't find them today?
It was a little calm. It was like super calm this morning, but now the rays are starting to come in, you know?
Yeah.
It's starting to pick up a little bit. It's starting to choppy, but it's like super low out here this morning.
Yeah, I've seen some nice.
When I went out the other day.
Nice trout.
2 days. Yeah. I think it was the day before fireworks for 2 days. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah. I came out in the morning time, and they were chasing me all over the beach because I guess they toned up the beach. I don't know if they can do that legally, though. I think they can, but legally they can't do anything about it if you try to go around the cones, right?
I'm not sure I'd want to push that.
I don't know,
but she's like, you can't go near a pier. I'm like, I'm not in the pier, but they had, like, the pier roped off, and then they had, like, a part of the, like maybe, like, 5-10 feet of it, you know? So I went in between, and she was, like, getting all mad at me. So then I went on the other side and caught some fish, and then I was thinking if those lights are on, they're probably going to be on at nighttime. So I came out there at nighttime, and I caught a couple of fish, but it's hard to fish when you don't have no head lamp.
what are you throwing for them, Taylor?
I just use a mirror lure, some mirror dimes.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So then my buddy, I was just about leaving, and he's like, oh, yeah, Brett's out there. So, all right, I'm going to go see what he's doing. So he was throwing near the lights, but I couldn't get on the other side. So I threw one, and he walked away, and I had a big one on. And I was like yelling at him, like, hey, Brett, come over here and take this picture. He's like, well, if you don't get a picture, it doesn't happen. I said, well, hurry up. You know, so he came over there, and the line broke. Right when I got it to the shore, the line broke. So then I picked it.
Oh,
I got lucky. I picked him up. He didn't swim in. I caught two trout on one lure.
There you go.
You saw that?
Oh, that was pretty neat, man.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I caught two trout on one lure.
That's good.
Yeah, it was crazy. But beach pretty good yesterday. Say what?
I never heard about that on a trout, but of that happening. But I know it happens on bluefish and ladyfish and stuff that, you know, and jacks and all that, because the way they, you know, the way they'll hammer a bait. But I've just never seen that on a trout, so that's pretty neat.
Yeah, but I came out here the day after, you know, with the 4th yesterday, I guess, and they had the beach cleaned up pretty good. They got out there at 5 o'clock in the morning and picked everything up. It's like a war zone if you don't.
Yeah. I bet, yeah, because everybody wants to watch fireworks. I bet they make a mess out there.
Yeah, the big news story yesterday on the cleanup. Apparently, it was amazing some of the trash they cleared off of that beach.
People didn't really do much. The city did much. They act like they did a little bit. You can make a story big if you exaggerate, though. But I came out here in the morning time, and I didn't walk all the way down the beach, but the city cleaned up majority of it. Like, it was clean. Because, like, I remember the day after Memorial Day, and the beach was, like, totally trash. If you walked, you know, like, 4 or 5 miles, you might collect a little bit. But the city did the majority of the job.
Yeah, there's no real reason for that. I mean, that's disgraceful to the way that beach gets trashed out.
They don't care. They don't come to the beach often. They don't go fishing. So then they just come do the fireworks and then leave, and then they have all their drinks and everything, and then they pick up the stuff that belongs to them, and then the trash they just leave there.
One day, Taylor, I was surf fishing there. I had my sand spike, and I had a fish on. I walked down to the water to retrieve this whiting, and I hear a noise behind me, and there's some guy using my sand spike to launch what bottle rockets. So
what the hell?
Just, I know, and he burned up. He put a nasty burn streak down my PVC sand spike. I said, if I wasn't busy landing, and I didn't love this rod so much, I'd use it as a switch, and I'd give you a whooping.
What do you say?
They were walking away like, yeah, I don't know. They were probably drunk. I don't know. I was just amazed. I'm like, what are you doing? I said, that's my sand spike. You know, it's not your bottle rocket launcher.
Oh, wow. Well, what can you do?
Not much.
Yeah, well, the flounder pound will be over here before you know it.
Yeah, it will. Yep.
Somebody's telling us insurance. He's claiming it's too hot to sit underneath the tent right now.
Shoot. I don't know if I've got that date written down or not. I thought I had it written down.
It's always like the 20th or 22nd.
Let's see.
Heck, it's past June 25th. It's going to be Christmas before you know it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't have it written down because I know Saturday, there's a Saturday the 19th, a Saturday the 26th. So it might be the 19th. I don't know. I'll have to find out when that is. But it's probably around that area, that time.
Once it's a month closer, Chip will be posting like 5 times a day. You'll know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor, hopefully it won't be too much longer, and my son and I will reach out to you to get with you and get you that boat so you can give us an estimate on buffing out that Baja.
All right, well, I guess I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay Taylor.
All right, talk there.
You want me to give him your cell phone number?
Oh, he already got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll turn in.
Thanks, Taylor. Good,
bye-bye.
Good talking to you.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty. So now we get looking at this. I was looking at the forecast a few minutes ago, and I was kind of surprised. I mean, we've been having some calm winds, of course, you know, because of the heat. You know, you look for having a breeze. Now, yesterday we had a cloud cover, which was nice. But they're talking south winds today, 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. Inland waters, light chop, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. And showers, thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, of course. Tomorrow, it's kind of a surprise, they're talking about south winds 15 to 20 knots and seas 3 feet at 6 seconds. Inland waters, moderate chop. Showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms. I know the chance of rain was supposed to increase for Sunday and Monday. Now they're showing Monday, south-southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet. Showers likely and chance of thunderstorms. And I think it's supposed to be Tuesday. The showers are supposed to be lightened up as far as on the waterways. The winds are going to be calming back down for Wednesday. South to southeast winds, apologize, 5 to 10 knots. So anyway, today you got a low tide. You had a low tide at 5:49 a.m. this morning at Mayport. Minus 0.7, and you got a high tide at 12:08 p.m., which is a 4.9. Tomorrow morning, you got a low tide at 6:45 a.m. at Mayport, so minus 0.6, and then a high tide at 1:06 p.m. in the afternoon, so it's a 5.0. Looks like the low tides are coming up higher and higher because we're coming off that new moon. Monday, you got a low tide at 7:44, and it's 0.5. Tuesday, 8:42, and it's a minus 0.5. And then Wednesday, 9:39, a minus 0.5. And then it comes right on up to a normal low tide before the weekend. So anyway, if you'd like to, give us a call if you'd like. 222-8255. And we'll be back after this.